Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
All right, now I'm going to read out this email for you very quickly if I can. Niall, I'm married to two young children and my wife and I work in a well-respected profession. Long story short, my wife has asked if we could have a threesome with another man. She has brought this up many times in the last few months to the point where I know she is serious about it and it's not a fleeting thought in her head. She knows that I experimented while I was at college, though I don't consider myself bisexual and I'm not interested in having sex with another man. I'm in two minds about this proposed threesome. On one hand, I find the idea of seeing my wife having sex with a man very exciting, but on the other hand, I don't want to destroy our marriage. My wife is 10 years my junior and very good looking. I constantly see other men admiring her. She says she wants this as it's an itch she needs to scratch. She is very sexual, and once she has her mind made up on something, she doesn't let it go. I'm thinking to myself that if I don't agree to this, I might lose her eventually, as the desire to get it out of her system might be too great. Or should I just tell her to forget about it? Any advice from your listeners would be greatly appreciated. So, well, where do I begin? How do you feel, or how would you feel, if your partner asked you could they have a threesome with somebody else? Now, is there something seedy and unhealthy about it, or is it okay to experiment sexually like that in a relationship where you're adding another person? Some will say that if both people are consenting, to another person into the sex life, and it could be a bit of fun, and it could be good for the relationship. Others will say that they are repulsed at the very thought of sharing the one they love with another person. Why bother being in a relationship if you need a third person to satisfy your sexual needs, I suppose? Now, I suppose the question this listener is really asking is, will they regret it? I mean, he seems to think that if he doesn't agree to the threesome that his marriage will be over because the wife can't scratch her itch, so to speak. But if he does agree to it, will it damage the relationship irreparably? Now, maybe you've done this before yourself. Maybe you've had a threesome. Maybe you've carried out a threesome with your wife or husband involved. What advice would you give to this listener? Would you tell them absolutely not? Stay well away from the idea? Advise her not to do it, tell her no, you're not interested, or would you go for it and satisfy, scratch her itch, so to speak? I want you to text 087-188-0008. I have a funny feeling if they don't know the guy they're having a threesome with, she may have an itch after a while. Keep texting, the number's 087-188-0008. Should he go along with it and let her satisfy her itch and her urge to have a threesome? Now, I wonder, by the way, if she had said she wanted a threesome with another woman and him, would you think differently then, rather than another man, you know, crossing swords and all that kind of stuff? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. Would you be interested in a threesome, or would it destroy your marriage? Mark, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Mark?
Hey, Niall. How are you? Good, thanks.
Good. Mark, I mean, are you married?
I am single, Niall.
You're single, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, were you ever married or did you have a partner?
I've had partners over the year, yeah. Loving relationships as well. So don't judge to, jump to conclusions.
I'm not
one-way-sided here, believe me.
No, I'm not jumping to any conclusions. Mark, if your partner turned around to you at any stage, your loving partner that you were in love with, and said, listen, Mark, you know, wow, let's spruce up the sex life a little bit. I'd like to bring another man into the relationship maybe some night for the bit of crack. Mm. How would you feel about that?
Okay, so it'd be a shocker. It'd be a shocker, obviously. Obviously, you know, from a man's point of view, you think, Jesus, I'm, you know, every episode is brilliant. You know, we're great.
Yeah.
Why would she need to do this?
Yeah, bit of competition now. Yeah,
a bit of competition here now. Exactly. Yeah, but considering me, from my point of view, the life I've had before my loving relationship and since my loving relationship, I know what the world is out there, and the world isn't you, me, and monogamy. You know, it's. There's a lot more happening out there. Everything would... So, I don't know how I would feel. I would be shocked, but at the same time, I would debate it. I would think about it. I would talk to her, and I would see why. I wouldn't jump into it. I've had threesomes before and since. Not ever.
Oh, by the way, can I ask you a question, Mark? Do you have an earring?
No.
Okay, don't know, because I can hear something rubbing off the phone as you're talking to me.
Jeez, Niall, I was on a Zoom work call earlier on, and do you know what somebody said to me? She goes, the zip on your top, I think, is rubbing off.
That's what it must be. It's like this scratching noise every time you move. And I thought to myself, maybe he has an earring that's tapping off the phone.
I've changed that. Is that okay?
That's much better. Okay, so Mark, tell us about your threesome, and how did you end up in a threesome?
Uh, I was asked, actually, I was asked by a work colleague, it's a long time ago now. I won't get into graphic detail, which your call is, but I was basically asked by a work colleague. She wanted to experiment with a friend of hers, and she asked me, would I be the willing
participant? Yeah.
Yes.
Right, and the friend of hers, was it male or female?
Female.
Okay, so it was one guy and two girls?
It was me and two girls, yeah.
Okay.
And I was asked. So, you know, that's a dream come true.
Right, okay, well, for some guys, it wouldn't appeal to me, by the way, but for some guys, yeah. Okay, if she had said to you, listen, you know, would you be interested in a threesome? I want to do something tonight. Would you like to come along? You know, Paul from The Office is coming as well. You know, so there's two lads. Would you have thought about it the same way then?
Me personally, in this particular situation, I would have, yes. I definitely would have, yes.
Does that make people bisexual?
A threesome doesn't necessarily mean, you know, there's different scenarios in a threesome. A threesome doesn't necessarily mean a train, so to speak.
I know that, but I would feel that if I got into bed with another lad, right, in the nip, and a girl, that it would make me bisexual because to be honest with you, Mark, the sight of a naked man in bed with somebody that I was having sex with, that would turn me off.
Yeah, that's fair enough, and it would, but in the situation and in the moment, you're so turned on that would not turn you off. And, you know, when it comes to your confidence, your own sexual awareness, etc., you know, you don't need, you know, that's not an issue. It never has been for me. I've also had a threesome with another guy and a girl as well once.
Right.
Now, yeah, it was.
And so which was the better of the two threesomes?
The first one.
Okay, so with the two girls, okay.
Yes,
but you weren't in a steady relationship at the time.
Both situations, I was never in a steady relationship, no. And that's
okay,
what I said
I'm wondering, I think the question he really wants to know the answer to is, can it damage his relationship? Because I suppose if you're in a relationship and she has another guy comes into the bedroom, so the two years are at it with her, then, you know, she may be thinking a week later over coffee, well, the other guy was better than you, you know what I mean? Or he had a larger
exactly.
one than you.
And if she's looking at her phone a week later and he's thinking, who's that? Is that I definitely think it could damage a relationship. As much as I would never judge anybody for doing them, and I'm very open in my own life and I do stuff, I can honestly see how it could potentially damage a relationship, yes.
It would, because there would be a level of jealousy, wouldn't there?
There would be a level of jealousy, and there'd be a level of insecurity all of a sudden. Why are you looking for this? You know, we've been together for 15 years,
So your thinking on this is absolutely no if you're in a relationship, but if you're single, you should go for it.
I wouldn't say absolutely not in your relationship. If both people are into it, yes, definitely. But I mean, if it's something that this particular guy has to debate with himself, and when she mentioned it to him, if he didn't within a few minutes say to himself, fuck, this will be deadly, well then I'd be very skeptical of going forward with it, yes, because it's not something you're going to forget after a few days.
Right.
It could have very damaging effects, definitely.
Mm. Well, hang on. Let me just go to Tina as well. Tina, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Tina?
Niall, hi.
Hi, and Tina. How are you?
Happy Christmas and a happier New Year to you.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. But Tina, it doesn't surprise me in the slightest, by the way, that you've had a threesome. Because,
yes, I have.
Yeah, I kind of thought you might have, all right.
You're pretty quick.
I have you well sussed out, Tina. So...
That's why you love me, you pecker.
So, Tina.
I don't lie.
Okay, well, you don't lie. This is true.
Niall, won't you pass on my number?
Yeah, send it on. PM.
Ah, Jesus Christ. So, Tina, tell me about the situation. How did you end up in a threesome?
Okay. I know them both more or less my whole life.
Yeah.
And I was in a pub one night. And I asked him how his girlfriend was. Now, to be honest with you, I was drunk. And he goes, oh, she's blah, blah, blah. And he says, why? And I was locked, Niall, I won't lie. And I said, I'd lick her out like a lollipop. And I didn't really mean it, like. And
right.
He goes, get back here, what did you say?
Yeah.
So he went to
do you remember
corner.
We are on radio, by the way? But go on, yeah, sorry,
oh,
far
no,
away.
I know.
Yeah, no, far, I know, it's after 9 o'clock, I'm aware of that, but go on.
Yeah, so long story short.
Yeah.
Did the deed.
Yeah, right.
Not good.
Wasn't good.
No.
No.
Wasn't what I expected for starters.
Right. And why wasn't it what you expected?
Sure. I suppose I watched too much porn, to be honest. And it just wasn't comfortable. And I had to instigate it or nothing would have happened. And then when it happened, it just wasn't what I thought it would be.
But right. So it looked better in the porn movie than in real life.
They were both in agreement. That's the one thing I will say. Right. And I mean, 100% in agreement. They both were. But for that guy, I would say absolutely not. I'm agreeing with your friend there, the guy that's on. What's his name? Sorry, now.
Mark.
I'm in 100% agreement with you. Skepticality doesn't even come into it, and I'll tell you why. He said no, that should have been it, a no-brainer. Because he obviously loves her. He doesn't want to see her with somebody else. So where she's concerned, she doesn't love him enough. It has to be 100% amicable or it will not work.
Sexual experimentation is wonderful and it's great and that's what sex is all about, and experimentation and enjoying your intimacy.
But not if you're not comfortable with it. Not in sync. Absolutely not. A million and ten.
And I think generally speaking, if you're really in love with somebody,
exactly,
you're not going to want to see them with somebody else.
I wouldn't have, like, I'm skeptical about that.
So, Mark, why? I mean, I wouldn't like to see my partner with somebody else.
Me neither.
See, sexuality is love is love, sexuality is sexuality. They're different topics. And I know a lot of people find that hard to believe, but they are. I wouldn't, if a loving partner came along to me and said, listen, this is something I want to do once off, or I just want to try it. I don't want to go to the grave without experiencing something. I'd be open to it.
As long as it's you and them.
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't. I don't think somebody should do it for the sake of keeping somebody else happy. I wouldn't agree
because that's
destroying a relationship. But I will disagree with what you said there, Niall, that, you know, if you love somebody, you wouldn't want to do this. Physical wants and needs are totally different than feelings, than intimate feelings. Totally different. Animal instincts and sexuality is totally different than falling in love with somebody. And just because you fall in love with one person, that doesn't mean you don't crave something else. You know, and if you have a loving partner that is willing to, you know, satisfy those cravings with you, brilliant. Happy relationship.
But is love and relationships not all about exclusivity? Is that
No, I
believe it is. But sorry. Tina, do you believe it's about exclusivity?
Absolutely.
Mm.
I would not share my partner with anybody.
The love and side of a relationship.
I'm a one man woman. Absolutely no way. And the only reason, as I said, why I did it is because the two of them reassured me 1,000,000% that it was okay, and I was single at the time.
Mm.
And that's different. And by the way, if you're single, you're a free agent, and you know, and if somebody else wants to do it with you and you want to jump into bed with them, well and good.
But yeah, I would never have done it until both of them, and they are both friends of mine, if they didn't agree with it, I would never, ever have done it.
And was there, by the way, Tina, the repercussions after? Did they ever say it? No, really, there was. Yeah.
There were.
I'd have thought so, yeah.
And what were the repercussions?
The truth?
Yeah.
She fell out with me.
She fell out with you? Why? Because she thought you were doing something to her husband that she didn't want you to do?
No, it wasn't the husband.
Or the partner, boyfriend.
Afterwards, I just felt it.
She was kind of cool with you?
More than that.
Oh, right, okay.
She did something when I was with somebody to try and wreck what I had. So it got very nasty.
I will say, doing it with somebody close, I can imagine seeing, I've never been in that situation other than a work colleague, which I wasn't close to. I can imagine that's always going to end up weird.
But the friendship will never be the same.
Never be the same, no.
They both reassured me it was fine at the time.
Well, of course they did.
So, yes, it does.
Probably what happened is, Tina, after you went home that night, you know, there was probably a conversation had in the bed or over a coffee, and, you know, and she might have said to him, like, well, you know, all well and good, I want to do this, but there was no need for you to be doing that to Tina. Either that, or
she might have gotten paranoid, maybe thinking that when he was doing the deed with her, he was thinking about me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Or maybe you were better than she was. You know, maybe you were better in bed than she was or something. I don't know.
He was with her a long, long time, but still in all, my point being, the only way I would recommend a threesome is if you go to a place like maybe Belgium where they actually have clubs where you can do this with complete strangers. Don't ever
Berlin, I think, actually,
with anyone
said
you
me,
know. Yeah. There will always be repercussions, no matter how you might, no matter how cool you think you are, no matter how open you think you are. Everybody has feelings at the end of the day, and it does not work.
I'd agree with you, Niall. Doing it with somebody that you know close, especially if they're in a if it's somebody you know close, but the other person, the third person, you don't know. But doing it with a couple that you know closely, that's a bad idea from the start.
It was a bad idea, and definitely. I openly admit it on national radio. It was a very, and I wouldn't recommend it to
anybody.
So
Tina, you're in a relationship now.
Yeah.
And if your partner turned around to you tonight and said, listen, Tina, I love you to bits. You know I love you. I'd do anything for you. But, you know, any chance of maybe getting another woman in just for a night, just for a bit?
I'd already dump him, and I'll tell you why, because the idea is already in his head. And then he sows seeds out in my mind that he wants to do it. So, no, I'm exclusive. Yeah. I'm a one-man woman. End of story.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay,
that
and Mark. That is true. Okay, so, Mark, the last time you were in a loving relationship, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Mark, I don't even know your sexuality. Not that it matters, by the way, whether you're gay or straight.
I'm heterosexual.
Okay, all right.
But
I'm not saying it matters. I'm just, because obviously I wanted to use genders here.
I have been naked in a bed with another guy, but I'm still heterosexual.
Okay, so Mark, the last time you were in a loving relationship, if your girlfriend had to turn around to you and said, listen, Mark, you know, I'd be interested in having an old man in there in the bed with us together. You know what I mean? I was thinking of asking one of the lads in work, would you be okay with that?
No. I wouldn't have said no straight out like that. We'd have discussed it, and I'd have talked about it because of my history and because of my my sexuality. I'm very open, even in close. But anyway, I would have ultimately wouldn't have liked to do it with this particular person in my mind that I'm thinking of. I wouldn't have liked to do it. No.
Yes, I would feel the same way. I'm all for experimentation. Try it once, but in saying that. I think when you start to introduce another person into your relationship, that's
not when you're in a loving relationship. No,
no way.
Niall.
No way,
just go back to my point a few minutes ago, Niall. It wasn't necessarily disagreeing with you and saying that love and threesomes all have to be, you know. So what I meant was loving relationships are one thing, but that doesn't mean just because you're in love with somebody, it's going to dampen the desires one person might have. You know?
Right.
They're different things. Physical and sexual desires are different than loving desires. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to, that you should or can do it.
But if you're in love with someone, Mark, you see, I understand exactly where you're coming from because they are three different things. But if you are in love with somebody, it will never come up.
It will definitely
okay, and would both of you, by the way, person. Okay, so both of you would be very open. Desire. You're saying you're very open, right? You know, Tina, like, if your partner's...
Let's have a foursome, Tina.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Tina, if your partner suggested something in the bedroom that you'd never kind of done before and seemed a bit bonky, would you try it?
As long as it didn't involve another person, anything.
Okay, and Mark, you the same?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, and that's good to hear because a lot of people are very closeted and they don't want to try new things and et cetera, et cetera.
Or even want to talk about it.
That kind of tips on your previous subject, Niall, but obviously you're finished with that subject, but that has an effect.
I understand the Catholic religion or religion in general has a lot to do with us not being able to talk openly about sex.
Exactly. Lads, can I ask you a question? Have either of you seen the movie 365 Days?
No.
Watch it.
I think I did. Is that not a Roman film?
It's Massimo.
Massimo.
He's Sicilian and she's Polish.
Is it a porn movie, Tina?
No, of course not. I'm not all about porn.
I'm just curious. What's the gist of it?
Okay, what the gist of it is he sees her when he's passing. And he is absolutely obsessed with her. Pictures of her all over his walls and everything, goes looking for her. Years later, he finds her, kidnaps her, and gives her 365 days to fall in love with him. But it doesn't take anything like that.
Right.
Because the sexual connection between the two of them is absolutely unbelievable. And it might give you ideas for yourselves in the bedroom as to what, how the height of your desires as two people in love can go. So she turns around and she says to him, she goes, you don't need 365 days. And he goes, why? And she told him she loved him back.
Sounds like 50 Shades of Grey, just a different country.
A quicker version.
No, no. 50 Shades of Grey, Niall. I was pregnant with one of my kids and I read the three books within 3 days. Bored the shit out of me.
Oh, well, in fairness, the books are very badly written.
But the movies were worse. But
I've never seen the movies.
5 days. It's a beautiful movie. It is not pornographic, but the sex in it and the chemistry is on.
So is it erotic, is what you're saying to me?
It's erotic, very erotic. It's a lovely movie.
Okay.
But if two people are that deeply in love with each other, and I mean.
Exactly. I do agree.
So would you recommend this movie to all loving couples to get a few tips?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
Right, okay, okay.
Yes, I would.
I've wrote it down. Grand.
I do agree with you. There's plenty that two people in love can do to spice up things as things are getting boring without bringing a third person. Listen, there's a huge wide open sexual market there, and there's lots of things any one couple can do to keep spicing their life and to keep themselves teased and a lot, turned, whatever. There's lots of things you can do.
Because that is the problem in relationships, Mark, that people sometimes get bored with the intimacy because they don't, when I say they don't experiment, they don't.
They don't, though. That's exactly what it is, Donald. They don't experiment.
No, they don't. And they don't enjoy. I mean, intimacy is about enjoyment as well, and it's enjoying each other's bodies and all that kind of stuff.
It's about enjoying everything. 4 or 5 hours.
I have.
It's fucking fun.
And I am still attracted.
Oh, no, I did see it. The last time you were on the air, I think, Tini, we talked to him briefly.
I'm still attracted to his face.
Right.
All I have to do is look at him. That's how much I'm in love with him. I just have to look
at
his face. Do you know what
Absolutely
I mean?
Nice.
And I know it's only 8 months. And I know it's new, and I'm 47, Mark, but I'm telling you, I am in love with his face. Don't mind the rest of it. So no, I would never, ever, why would I want to jeopardize how I feel by making myself insecure by introducing somebody else? So I think it's very unfair of that man's wife.
Yeah, by the way, somebody texts in and says, apparently, there's granny gangs. There's granny gangs that use one young man in his early 20s to take turns having a go in the mall.
Well, I tell you,
15 grannies.
A man in his 20s is a brave man.
A gangbang granny.
I've never heard of gangbang grannies. I'm sure you can get a movie about anything you want nowadays, really, to be honest with you. Listen, Tina. Tina, Mark, thank you very much for your honesty. I really appreciate it. All right. Thanks very much indeed to both of you. All right. I think the answer to that man's email is a resounding no. If you're in a relationship, don't experiment with a threesome. And I think there's a lot of text coming in relation to that as well. And everybody says the same thing. If you're in a relationship, don't do it. It will destroy your relationship. If you're not in a relationship and you're single, go for it, if that's what you want to do. Break a leg, as they say. But in saying that, if you're in a relationship, don't do it. That's according to most people who seem to have done it and experimented with the idea, and it all ended up bad in the end. Best intentions of the world.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.